Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's February-March 2026 edition on page 34, entitled News from the World of Medicine by Molly Jasinski. Sweet dreams. The secret to better slumber could come down to what you eat or what you avoid. According to a new study in the journal Sleep Health, researchers from Columbia University and the University of Chicago, after tracking participants' diet and sleep through journal notes and wrist devices, concluded that those who ate high amounts of fruits, vegetables, and complex carbohydrates like whole grains during the day were able to rest more peacefully at night. The food found to cause more disrupted sleep? Meat, specifically red meat, and processed meat. Take a stand. Here's a helpful new way to assess your overall health. Sit on the floor and see how easy it is to get up. Your ability to rise from the floor without any assistance could be a key indicator of your overall health and even your risk of death. In a study published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, researchers from Brazil, Finland, and Stanford University in California observed more than 4,200 adults ranging in age from 46 to 75. Then assigned sitting rising test scores to participants based on how much support they needed to stand up from a seated position. Over a follow-up period, the people who had been able to stand more easily without needing help or showing signs of unsteadiness were less likely to die early, with death rates up to 6 times lower than those who had struggled. Progress for Parkinson's. People with homes within 1 mile of a golf course were 126% more likely to be diagnosed with Parkinson's disease than those living 6 miles or more away. That's the conclusion of neurology experts from the Mayo Clinic and other hospitals after examining more than 20 years of data. One theory, nearby pesticide usage, could be a factor. At the same time, a study published in the Journal of Parkinson's Disease provides some hope. Specifically trained dogs were able to sniff out people with the disease, picking up on a skin condition called seborrheic dermatitis, a possible early non-motor symptom. In time, this discovery could help with early intervention. Heart help. A Johns Hopkins study found that only a fraction of people eligible for drugs that lower cholesterol were actually taking them. In a review of data from nearly 5,000 people who took part in the U.S. National Health and Nutrition Examination surveys, 47% of participants with no history of major cardiovascular event fit recommended guidelines for cholesterol-lowering medication usage, yet only 23% were taking one. For those with a history of heart events, only 68% had received cholesterol-lowering drugs. More than 165,000 non-fatal heart attacks or strokes could be prevented each year with more consistent treatment, concluded the study. Put down your phone. A recent State Farm survey revealed that 80% of drivers admit to distracted driving, such as checking social media or reading or sending text messages. And 65% of drivers believe they can safely take their eyes off the road for 2 seconds or more. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration warns that just a few seconds of inattention could double the risk of an accident. Another caution? Harvard Medical School researchers discovered that people who brought their phones into the restroom were 46% more likely to have hemorrhoids. Wow. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click the like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a healthy week.